I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Dean Summers.
Sports Radio.
Well, it is good evening to you and how you be at 6:10 and 10 seconds to go right along with it on a Saturday evening on your Fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Paulie Rosenberg, producer, director, unit production manager, choreographer, and makeup man on the other side of the glass. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666, as we take you on a Saturday schmooze right up until Michael Fliegelman at 10 on your Fan, New York City. Now, before we get to the dialogue with you, and before we get to the epilogue 4 hours from now, we welcome you to the monologue. Now, we could lead with the New York Metropolitans and their over-under of 81.5. And you wonder, is that wins and losses or injuries? Now, we could lead also with the New York Yankees hell-bent on rising from hell. We could lead with the leaders, the New York Rangers, who need to do later on what they do a lot of now, and that's win. We could lead with the New York Knickerbockers, a team that could, if healthy, go into June or swoon if we see too many sitting in front of hurt lockers. But instead of the four mentioned, we will turn to the industry. And that's what Rob Manfred too often calls baseball, and address what is now an issue. Maybe better said, an issue we need to undress, an issue turning into a spring training mess. The industry, Rob Manfred's baseball, has been caught with its pants down. And not only can you see through them, you can see why this experiment is destined to ill-fit those who hit in 24. As the late, great New York Giants GM George Young once said, it is always about the money. Thanks to Nike and Fanatics saying, we can do for the industry. The industry and Nike and Fanatics also looking to make a dollar. All of these types, as a number of players this spring holler over the transparent trousers. Now, you can see the disclaimers now. Parental discretion advised. No one under the age of 18 will be allowed to attend a game in person. And you know, as we mentioned last week, and you know some announcer during the season will tell us who just drew a walk with the balls on base. PEDs, they have come back to baseball. Performance-enhancing duds. Fans now might be having rally thongs. Stores will now be selling see-through pants, even rally thongs with your favorite team's logo. You would think Manfred and his industry had enough issues. Ticket prices going up. Young fans not finding the game very exciting. The Oakland Anabolics, a few years away from Las Vegas, trying to work out a new deal to play in a city A's ownership abused for years. The city of Oakland itself, now wanting, does Oakland, an expansion team once a baseball palace is finally built in Sin City. It is a mess. And some politicians, by the way, and plenty of taxpayers and lost wages, would rather not pay for any stadium guaranteed to have empty seats, thanks to the non-spending ways of A's owner John Fisher. So, with baseball, with the industry's issues, here we are, if you can believe, with see-through pants. If you haven't got a pair at home, you can use Saran Wrap. Be sure to wear your Captain America underpants underneath. Here you thought the only buns you might see at a game would be holding a hot dog. And how about a pants poem? Some players think the pants are pretty keen in white and red and plaid and green. They're not too short and not too tight, and in the seat, they fit just right. Tony Clark, you may have read, thinks these pants hurt baseball's sense of taste. Tacky, he says, wretched, vile, and base. But you know what? I've tried them on. And with what you might say, I don't mind. No, I don't care. I wish I had another pair. We have had the industry with PEDs part one, performance-enhancing drugs. And now, PEDs part two, performance-enhancing duds. So don't expect to see too many players sliding into any base. So we go from the syringe to see-through pants that make the players cringe.
The pants have been a topic of discussion and for a whole host of reasons.
This is pure naked hostility.
Strange as it may seem, players nowadays have funny uniforms. For example, we have sheer jerseys and transparent pants.
That's what I want to find out.
I'm telling you, man, sheer jerseys and transparent pants.
And in recent days, the talk of the town, or talk of camps in Florida and Arizona, have been the transparency of the pants.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go?
What is so different about these new uniforms? Why doesn't anyone seem to like them?
I like my pants to fit. I couldn't just buy off the rack. No disrespect to those that can't, but a lot of our guys as professional athletes require a little more TLC in regards to their pants than what we've got currently.
What about the guy on second?
See-through pants.
What about the shortstop?
See-through pants.
Baseball's commissioner, though, brushing back the criticism.
They're designed to be performance wear as opposed to what has traditionally been worn, so they are going to be different, but they have been tested more extensively than any jersey in any sport.
Nike does say the new fabric provides 25% more stretch, allows the jersey to dry 28% faster, and that they even body scanned more than 300 players to get the right fit.
You can either get a naked picture of yourself, a virtual strip search, or you can go through this really aggressive groping process.
Third base!
I'm looking through you.
If you take a look at some of the photographs and the videos, it does seem like we're seeing more of the players.
Private parts.
But it is disheartening to think that it has been as much of a topic of conversation when it didn't need to be at the outset.
Well, that's baseball. One minute you're at the plate, next minute half the crowd can see your junk.
All right, transparent pants are not necessarily a good look for anyone.
I'm hopeful that sooner rather than later it can become a non-issue.
I pick up the pants, I put them on, and I don't care if they're paper thin.
Paper thin? Oh, those are the new helmets.
I'm looking through you. You're not the same.
We all have to commit to getting rid of this perversion to our culture. Enough is enough.
Now, well, I can say from now on, nobody's going to ask what's in your wallet. They'll be able to see for themselves. And I'm telling you, what is going on with Major League Baseball? Trying to reinvent the wheel? Is that what this is all about? I mean, they've made all of these changes, and now it's with the see-through pants and Nike, of course, with the jerseys. The numbers are not going to be as big. The colors are not going to be as bright. And I'm going to be able, let's face it already, again, with the industry taking private parts public. And it's, again, like trying to reinvent the wheel. Manfred making this deal. Victoria, by the way, doesn't like these see-through pants. She says there's no secret. And, of course, what we want to talk about is the Mets, and what we want to talk about is the Yankees. And, of course, maybe I should be apologizing for doing an opening monologue on pants. What is it with me? What? But the bottom line is we can talk about the New York Football Giants. The NFL draft is coming up. And here's the interesting thing. The Giants need, let's be honest here, they need to draft a quarterback. And there's certainly a number of quarterbacks out there, and I don't want to hear that a McCarthy is maybe a second-round pick. Listen, we know from Purdy, a seventh-round pick, Mr. Irrelevant, the last guy taken in the draft, the whole thing. And the bottom line is, can the Giants at number six move up to draft a quarterback? Well, the problem with that is, even if you include in some kind of transaction, Daniel Jones. The bottom line is you got teams ahead of the Giants, like Chicago and Washington and the fancy Patriots. They're all needing a quarterback as well. So, again, it would be very, very difficult for the Giants to move up from number six to get into the top three. However, again, the McCarthy out of, what is it, with Notre Dame, and a number of other quality quarterbacks would be available even in the second round, let alone number six for the New York Football Giants. But, you know, an offensive lineman, certainly a defensive lineman also, but certainly they need to get themselves a quarterback. But will they be able to draft a quarterback at number six? Well, certainly not the top guys. And Williams is already declaring he's going to be the number one guy in the draft. That's Caleb Williams out of USC. And Jaden Daniels is probably a first rounder. Then you have Drake May, who would love to be drafted by the Giants. He's got connections there, and he's been working out and getting advice from Eli Manning and the whole thing. And now, let's face it, with Williams, Caleb Williams, some people think he might fall to number six. He didn't at the combine go for the medical exam. So some teams that need a quarterback, which is half of the league already, some teams that may need a quarterback may not get him or take him because of those medical exams he did not take at the combine. But again, McCarthy and Penix, and there's a guy by the name of Bo Nix, and who was it, Paulie, last week who brought up that South Carolina quarterback, a kid by the name of Spencer? Yeah.
Him? Spencer Rattler.
Okay. So, yeah, I know nothing about him. I know more about South Carolina. It's a red state. What is it? And they make a lot of cigarettes there. But the bottom line is a number of quarterbacks are in this draft. And again, I think it's all relative. If McCarthy or Penix or Bo Nix or the kid from South Carolina, they may be second rounders. Listen, they might end up being better than anybody taken in the first round. And I think we know from that, from a local point of view. Anyway, I think we need to take a quick little break. The New York Rangers, Reeves is a former Ranger who knows from the fisticuffs. And the New York Rangers now, his career about 10 seconds old, has come and made his presence felt. And when you're 6'8 and a half, you can make your presence felt. And he, too, is somewhat of a throwback. And he's building a legacy 10 seconds into his career as a member of the New York Rangers. We'll get into that. We'll get into the Giants, the Mets, the Yankees, the Knickerbockers. They're slip-sliding away. What with all these injuries? So there's so much to schmooze about, and we will do so over the next 4 hours until Michael Fliegelman coming your way at 10.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.